Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel the new expression on my face. I can feel a sudden sensation.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I want to welcome Jeff Goins to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a new friend. He's an author of a number of books, including The In-Between, including You Are a Writer. I can't wait to get into that book. And also Wrecked, When a Broken World Slams into your Comfortable Life. But his new book is called The Art of Work. And many of you have followed him and his significant career as a writer and helping entrepreneurs get their business out of the ground. And he's here to talk to us about The Art of Work, a proven path to discovering what you were meant to do. Jeff Goins, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. So, Jeff, in your book, you talk about finding your calling. Most of us, when we think about that, I've known a lot of ministers who said they were called to be something, but you don't always hear that applied to entrepreneurs. Why did you do that?
Well, so I agree. I mean, you know, calling can have sort of a religious connotation, and I think that's one application of it. However, I just think of a calling as the reason that you were born, like why you're here. And I think a calling is important because most of us, most people I talk to, whether they're entrepreneurs or employees or freelancers, they want to be lying on their deathbed. They don't want to be lying on their deathbed. But when they're lying on their deathbed, they don't want to have a bunch of regrets. They don't want to feel like they wasted their lives.
See, that's the reason the reason I eat ice cream at every opportunity. I don't want to be on my deathbed thinking, man, I wish I'd eaten more ice cream, right?
That's right. Yeah, I knew a gentleman who literally was dying, and he ate ice cream with every meal.
Donuts too. That's another thing. All right, so I agree with you. Find your calling. You know, you're right, because you and I both know people who are beyond retirement age. You know, maybe our grandparents or our parents or whatever, and they came up at an age when you just kind of fell in line and did what you were told to do. And there's a lot of regrets there, aren't there?
Yeah. I have a friend who has had two grandparents. One worked really hard and basically worked for retirement. Then he retired, and 2 years later, after playing golf every day, he died.
Yeah.
Then I have another friend whose grandfather just loved to work. Not a workaholic.
Yeah.
He just loved to work, and every day went into work until he was in his 90s, he's still alive.
They told him that work was going to kill him, didn't they? and it did at 105. Well, you know, I agree with that. I mean, you need, and you call it a calling, and I agree with that. But but it's also a purpose, isn't it? If that's another word that maybe would help folks, a purpose. I've said for a long time. People ask me when I'm going to retire, and because I've got people my age who are retiring, and I tell them come to my funeral.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I love working. Now, if you don't love working, even if you don't love what you're doing now, find something else to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the opportunities, Jim, are just, there's so many opportunities today to start a business, work for yourself, do something that actually matters. I don't think that we have a right to be unhappy with our jobs anymore. If you don't like it, change it. If you can't change it, then change your mindset. But you have the opportunity to do something.
Do you think that's easier for you're a millennial, if I'm not mistaken, or pretty darn close to, but you're on the high end of the millennial generation.
Right.
Do you think it's easier for your generation than it is for, say, someone who's 55, 20 years older or so than you?
You know, probably. It's often easier to make big changes in your life when you're younger, and I think it's disingenuous for a 30-something to tell a 50-something it's easy. But what I will tell you, Jim, is, when I talk to younger people, they feel like it's harder, and I think that's just complete nonsense. But a lot of people that I talk to are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they feel like they've missed it. And when I was writing this book, I interviewed hundreds of people who, in their words, found meaningful work. They weren't rich necessarily, but they were incredibly happy doing that thing that most of us spend half of our lives doing.
Including as employees?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, employees, entrepreneurs. And a lot of these people, I met one woman who started a business when she was 58 years old.
Yep.
And she says life for her is just beginning.
A lot of boomers work a career as an employee and took their retirement and started a business. It was something they always wanted to do.
Yeah, so whether it's hard or difficult, I don't know that the answer to that question is necessarily helpful. If your situation isn't ideal, if you still have a dream inside of you that you feel like needs to get out into the world, it's possible, and I think you have a responsibility to do something with that, no matter the age.
What do you think about doing it part-time? Jim McCann, who started 1-800-Flowers, told the story on my show many years ago about he was a counselor for the state of New York, and he bought a little Manhattan flower shop and operated it for 10 years, and then bought 1-800-Flowers, the phone number and the website, and then turned it into a national concern. In 1999, he went public. And so he incubated his plan as an employee for 10 years. What do you think about that?
I love that. I think that we talk a lot about the leap of faith.
Yep.
And the truth is, more often than not, we're really building bridges. It takes time to get to where you want to go.
Jeff, I got to wrap it up, but you're going to come back another day. The book is called The Art of Work. You want to give us a website quickly?
Sure. You can go to artofworkbook.com and find out.
All right. Check it out. Jeff Goins, ladies and gentlemen, G-O-I-N-S. We'll have him back another day. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.